Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And like, the deeper you get into this, the worse it gets. Elon Musk and his company were then lying to the residents of the small town and increasing their chances of getting cancer.
But the interview didn't get off to a smooth start.
I noticed that all of your businesses involve a lot of components.
I don't know if you guys have seen this clip of Elon Musk that's going viral, but his interview with CBS did get off to a rocky start, and it's because he's an absolute man baby. We'll get to that in 1 second, but this story is more important. We have to bring attention to this story now.
We have some news right now. Elon Musk's XAI company is literally polluting a community in southern Memphis, a predominantly black community, and not enough people are talking about it. XAI literally built the world's largest supercomputer in this small community in southern Memphis. It's producing smog that is polluting this area. I spoke to Keyshawn Pearson just recently about the impacts of this on the ground. He's one of the leaders of the organizers against pollution in the area. And he told me that he went to the community of Boxtown near this XAI facility, and it's taking him weeks to be able to speak normally again, to be able to recover after breathing in the heavy smog and pollution coming from Elon Musk's company. This is a story that cannot be forgotten, and I need your help to continue spreading the word. The community's name is Boxtown. It's a predominantly black neighborhood. The average income level in the neighborhood is about $36,000. It has one of the highest asthma rates for children in the country.
Highest asthma rates for children. This continues a long pattern of the Trump admin targeting the most vulnerable communities. Let's expand on this story a bit more, and then we'll go and watch Elon Musk's interview, which I almost don't even have interest in because it's so disgusting, but we're just going to watch a quick clip of him being a man baby. Let's begin here. A city's dream deal promised jobs and money. Then residents learned it was Elon Musk. Memphis landed a $12 billion project to house Musk's supercomputer, which some say will transform the struggling city, but it's only caused a lot of problems. The sign says, XAI tells lies. 33 methane gas turbines are giving off massive amounts of heat and methane gas emissions. What happened to just 15? Let's dig into the story. If you want to help boost this Gen Z network that we're building to push back against MAGA media, make sure you drop a like. This is the comment of the day. You've earned my sub, Adam. Keep telling the truth. If you want to join the crew below, drop a like, subscribe, and let's dig in. This says, for decades, this storied American city has watched companies come but mostly go. Vacant storefronts, blighted buildings. It used to have a thriving manufacturing hub, but now it's no longer. As Paul Young, the city's mayor, put it, quote, Memphis has been the city people forgot, but they just got an investment they thought was transformative. The project was something every city dreams of, Young said in a recent interview. $12 billion of private investment that came in no request for tax incentives or other economic concessions. Interesting. Suspicious. No requests for tax incentives or any sort of anything. Then came the mic drop, as some in Memphis tell it. The city's surprise suitor was Elon Musk. The tech billionaire had chosen a long vacant appliance factory on the city's south side to be the site of a multi-billion dollar supercomputer that would power his foray into the intense race to develop the world's most sophisticated artificial intelligence model. Now, this could be one of two things. This could either be Elon Musk choosing a town that just happened to have predominantly black residents, or this could be pure unfiltered economic racism. I will let you decide which one it is, but economic environmental racism is when you intentionally choose a community with predominantly minorities living in it to enact your agenda or to build some sort of plant or to put drugs in, for example. Like, the war on drugs is a good example of racism that is very, very systemic within communities. When conservatives ask you if systemic racism is real, point to this. Musk's plan to launch XAI supercomputer was immediately viewed with suspicion and in some cases anger by residents who criticized the secrecy around the project and its environmental impact. They questioned how the massive data center's appetite for power would affect Memphis's vulnerable electric grid, already prone to sustained blackouts. And here's the thing, the billionaire's divisive reputation has only added to the controversy. Many critics have accused the company of skirting environmental laws with its use of dozens of temporary gas turbines to power its supercomputer, now branded as Colossus. This is some dystopian ass shit. It's like straight out of Black Mirror. This is a Black Mirror episode. Let's watch the man behind this doing a totally stable interview.
But the interview didn't get off to a smooth start.
I noticed that all of your businesses involve a lot of components, a lot of parts. Do the tariffs and the trade wars affect any of this?
Tariffs always affect things a little bit.
Wondering what your thought is on the ban on foreign students, the proposal. I mean, you were one of those kids, right?
Yeah, I think we want to stick to, the subject of the day, which is like spaceships, as opposed to, presidential policy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was told anything's good, but...
No.
What an absolute whiny baby. The man who has talked about comedy being legal. We want a town square with free speech, absolute freedom of speech. Now only wants questions that keep him in his little safe space bubble. But the irony here is, Elon Musk, throughout this interview, ends up voluntarily digging into the Trump admin and basically saying that he both supports and opposes Donald Trump. Elon Musk says he's caught between supporting and opposing Donald Trump. One thing they can both agree on, though, is enacting economic damage on any minority in sight. I want to talk about the more important story, this XAI mill. Quote, "I feel like my friends and neighbors and family members are being ignored," said one Tennessee state representative, Justin Pearson. "Both by XAI itself and city leaders championing this data center that is emitting pollution into our air. Folks are angry and fearful. Some neighbors have expressed fear about letting children play outside or not enjoying time in their backyards because they don't know what kind of pollution is in the air." It is incredibly messed up, and this really puts it into perspective on an individual level. This is an unaccountable billionaire targeting a city that's already trying to get back on its feet, targeting a vulnerable city. And think about it, kids not being able to play outside because they might get polluted, people not being able to walk to work, and this is because someone in a position of power is taking advantage of a predominantly black city, let me remind you. Another weird part is that a handful of local officials, according to this, were asked to sign NDAs before the announcement. The mayor said he was not asked to sign an NDA. The site, empty for 2 years, was a sore spot, so they were super happy to get the investment, but... just a few NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, and a handshake deal later, and now they're all kind of regretting what was supposed to be a game-changer deal. Residents weren't told about this, city councils weren't briefed about this, environmental laws are not being followed according to multiple people within the town, and like, the deeper you get into this, the worse it gets. Elon Musk and his company were then lying to the residents of the small town and increasing their chances of getting cancer. Read this. Musk's company placed about 36 turbines outside its site, though it only sought permits for 15, according to Shelby County Health Department. Young said the company told him 15 were running, but thermal images captured by a local environmental group suggested all of the turbines were active. Critics accused XAI of violating federal clean air laws. Another crazy part is, when people gathered outside, Musk just sent security and didn't even show. In late April, hundreds of people gathered at a South Memphis high school to speak about XAI's turbines. Dozens of Shelby County Sheriff's deputies, along with Tennessee National Guard members, were there to provide security, a surprising show of force for a public health hearing. Quote, "What do they think we're going to do?" a woman asked in the parking lot, eyeing the massive security presence. It's insane. So he just sent security to make sure nobody can do anything. Look at this. Is a thermal imaging. Absolutely wild. This is lying to a small town for a vanity project. You're increasing a neighborhood's chances of getting cancer, asthma, and it's already a city that's been plagued by decades of industrial pollution. So Musk won't show up, not to a city council meeting, not to a hearing. He just sends security, and it's disgusting. I'm going to leave it at that. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe so we can hold these people accountable, so we can bring attention to this story now that Musk is disappearing and not showing up. And see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.